Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Vav, and we're holding six lines from the top of the Amud. And now we're going to talk about people eating Maser Sheni Matzos in Yerushalayim. As we know, every farmer every year, after he gets his crop, he has to go and give 2% to the Kohen, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. He has to go and give 10% to the Levi, and in years 1 and 2, and 4 and 5, he has to go and set aside 10% to take to Yerushalayim, called Maser Sheni. The person doesn't want to carry the entire load to Yerushalayim because it's too heavy. He has the right to be poided. But in the moment, we're not talking about a person being poided. We're talking about a person who has, in fact, the Maser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And this Maser Sheni was in the form of grain. And they took the grain and they transformed it into matzis. Question is, can you use those matzahs on Seder night to be yoytzi a mitzvah of eating matzah at the Seder? So as we'll see in this braisa, in fact, it's a machlokes. It's Tan Rabban. We learned in the braisa, six lines on the top of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Yochel yoytzi odi menecha vasim maser sheni b'yushaloyim. I would think if a person has maser sheni matzois, maybe that would even be a great hidur, because it's not just regular chulin matzos. It's maser sheni matzos. So maybe you'd be yoitzer. Tamaloyman, no, you're not yoitzer. Because it says in the pasuk, lechem oini. This is a pasuk we've been quoting numerous times. Lo yisoichal olav chomet shivas yomim toichal olav matzos lechem oini. Etc. Now, although the word oini literally has to do with anius, the poor man's bread, however, the way the Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the way he darshans it is as if it said oini with an aleph. Now, what does that help me that if you say oini with an aleph instead of with an ayin? Because when it comes to Maser Sheni, when the person brings the Maser Sheni to Yerushalayim, then it says in the pasuk that he makes a statement, l'achalti v'oini mimenu. What does that mean? I didn't eat ba'oini mimenu. I didn't eat Maser Sheni ba'aninus. If chas v'shalom, the person is an onein. Onein means one of his close relatives, Nebuch, passed away. If chas v'shalom, during that period of time, he was hungry, he's not supposed to eat Maser Sheni. L'yachalti v'oini mimenu. And so therefore, darshins of Yossi Aglili, this pasuk, oini, as if it said it with an aleph. As we know, aleph, ayin, hey, etc., hey and ches. These are oisius mischalfois that often chazal darshan because of their similarity in pronunciation, that we look upon oini as if it says with an aleph, and therefore, says the Gemara, mashenechel ba'aninus, only those types of matzahs that you are allowed to eat when the person is chas v'shalom and onein. Yotzezeh she'en nechel ba'aninus ela b'simcha. When a person has maser sheni produce in Yerushalayim, he's supposed to eat it b'simcha. In fact, one of the principal things that they used the maser sheni produce or money for was to buy a carbon shlomim. Shlomim to go and bring shalom between ish l'chaveroi, Adam Lamokai, make a ganze simcha, invite people, and you have a ganze suda. Tiv Rav Yossi Aglili. Anyway, the bottom line is Rav Yossi Aglili says, Maser Sheni Matzis, no good. Rav Akiva Oimer, no, Matzis, Matzis Riba. We've had this Matzis Riba already a couple of times. We're going to have it again in Yet Shemini Amid Beis, because it says so many times the word Matzis throughout the Parsha of Pesach, both in Shmois, later on in Devarim. All these matzahs come to tell you that even matzahs that seem to be a little bit different than your normal matzahs, unique, also are good. So what does Rabbi Kiva say with the fact that it says lechemoini? Probably this is the Gemara we had yesterday, that if you have what we call matzah ashira, matzah that was produced not with water, but with may peiros, such as yayin, shem, and dvash, those cannot be used. Why not? Because that's not banios, that's ba'ashirus. The Gemara called it matzah ashira. It's wealthy matzahs. Apparently, these are the types of breads or matzahs that were eaten by the royalty, by the aristocracy. They wouldn't eat plain, simple bread or matzahs just mixed with water. They would make sure they go and mix it with yayin, shem, and dvash and make it a royal feast. Yes, Robert, I see you have a question.
Yes, I don't understand Rabbi Yosiak really, because an oinen is not allowed to eat yayin bebosor, but is allowed to eat bread.
Okay.
You're not allowed to eat bread on Pesach.
For sure.
According to Rabbi Yosiak Lili's shat, if we are talking about anidos, bread should be allowed on Pesach. The same way an oinen is allowed to eat bread, you should be able to allow to eat bread as well for an oinen. So the idea is, I don't see the connection between lechem oni and oinen. It's true different because there are disparate halachas that totally differentiate the two concepts.
You know, you're 100% right. There's no question about it that these are two different concepts. But being an oinen, that doesn't give us the full guidelines or rules and restrictions related to Pesach. That's only one knetch, one little wrinkle. The halachas of Pesach are guided by the fact that it says in the Torah that lo yisoichal olav chametz. Throughout the entire Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz. Whether you're an oinen, whether you're not an oinen, you're not allowed to eat chametz, period. It says that, of course, quite a few times.
Yes.
And not only you're not allowed to eat chametz, lo yiroi lecha, v'lo yimotzei, and not only not allowed to go and see it or have it within your rishus or have a chrayis, you're not allowed to have hanoah because it says lo ye ochel, or according to Bavo, because leisoichal, leisoichal, etc. So there's no question. There's isra chila, there's isra hanoah. There is bayiro bayimatzei. Question is the gabi matzos. What rules and regulations govern the nature of the matzahs? So the easy one is make sure that it's not chametz, because if it's chametz, then of course it's aser. Fine. I made sure it's not chametz. I watched very, very carefully that it didn't rise. We quickly put into the oven. 1, 2, 3. There's no question about it. These are matzahs. Question is, what are there any other qualifications that you need for matzahs? Says the Gemara, yes, there's another qualification. It cannot be made from Master Sheni. Why not? Master Sheni is Kadosh, it's holy. A person who happens to be a Balkari, for instance, a person whose tummy is not allowed to eat Master Sheni. You can eat a Master Sheni if you're Tful Yoyim, if you already went to the mikvah before then. So Master Sheni is in a higher level of Kedusha than Chulin. It doesn't rise to the level of Truma, but nevertheless, it's higher than chum. Truma, interestingly, we had in our Mishnah that a kohen who's allowed to eat truma is allowed to have truma matzos. So I would think if that's the case, so then a regular individual, in other words, a zor, a yisrael, or a levi, they cannot eat truma, but they can eat maser sheni. So let them make maser sheni matzos. Says Imar, no. Master Sheni have this very, very special rule. Master Sheni has to be eaten mitoich simcha. If a person is not eating mitoich simcha, he's an oinein, he's not allowed to go and eat the matzahs. So, what does it have to do with Pesach? On Pesach night, I'm also besimcha. Yeah, but when you're eating the matzahs, you're eating it with a degree of anius. It's lechem oini. Because we remember the times of our days of affliction back in Mitzrayim. So if this happens to be happy matzahs, joyous matzahs, it's incongruous to eat happy matzahs at the time that you're supposed to remember the bad old days, not the good old days, the bad old days of Mitzrayim, when unfortunately we suffered many tortures and afflictions at the hands of the Mitzrayim. Good? So therefore, since Maaser Sheni has to be in Besimcha, and since this lechem has to be lechem oini, therefore I cannot have lechem oini matzahs made out of Maaser Sheni for Pesach night. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree that there is this overlying concern about anius and aninus and simcha, but because the Torah says matzahs so many times, it sweeps away that rule and says, no, it's also good, no problem. According to Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with the words lechem oini? Obviously, the lechem oini comes to tell us some sort of halacha. Oh, I agree that it has taka din of anius, that you don't have matzah ashira. You have to have regular matzah, which is made simply from flour and water, and not flour with yayin, shemen, udvash. Very good. What's the reason for Reb Akiva? Why does he say his drasha and reject Reb Yosi HaGalili's drasha? L'chayra, since it says oini, there seems to be a nice similarity to the word le'yachalti v'oini mimenu. Why didn't Reb Akiva darshan that way? Says Reb Akiva, I would darshan that way if the word oini were spelled with a vav. However, if you look in the Torah, the word oini is spelled without a vav. It's true that there's a pintle on top to make it into a cholim, but it's a cholim choser. It only says in the Torah ayin nun yud, not ayin vav nun yud. Zokiyat Rabbi Kiva miksiv lechem oini. Oni ksiv, the ksiv, although we read it oini, but the ksiv is oni. And there, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu especially write in the Torah in that fashion? To tell you, don't learn it oini, oini for the din of aninus, the gavi masu shaini, but rather to come tell you the din of aninus, to go and exclude the case of the matzah shir. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mi karinan oni, oini karinan. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, I agree with you, we write it oni. But how do you read it? You read it oini with a vav. Since you read it that way, the similarity between this oini and the oini of the Chaltiv oini mimenu is so strong that that must have been a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kavana. Don't eat Master Sheni Matas. Rabbi Kiva, Haide Karinim Ve Oini Kilishmul. Says Rabbi Kiva, you have a point. However, the oini doesn't tell you about Anius, Aninus, and the din of the Chaltiv oini mimenu, but rather comes to tell you the din of Shmuel Yom Shmuel Lechem oini lechem she'oinim olav dvarim harbei, and that's why we have the lengthy Haggadah that we say on Pesach Nacht, because we're supposed to go whilst we are eating the matzah and all the other things that we're doing Pesach night, we're supposed to remember about all the terrible things that had in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and took us out from Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and so on and so forth. So that, therefore, the word oini is not only limited to the word of anius, it's also not only limited, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, to some reference or resemblance to the word oini of aninus, but it comes to tell you, she'oinen olav dvarim harbei, you're supposed to go and halta langa drusha at the time of the Seder night, talking about all the things that happened. What do I see from this brisa crystal clearly? That Rabbi Kiva holds that you are allowed to use the matzah sheni matzis, but you're not allowed to go and use matzah ashira. Loi, you're telling me you can't use matzah shira on Yom Tov on Pesach, but tanya l'min in a brisa. Ein loshen isa bePesach v'yayin v'shemen udvash. Don't do it on Yom Tov. Don't make brand new matzah ashira. The imloshim. What happens if you did it b'diavad? Ram Gamliel oimet tisarif miyad. Burn it immediately. Why immediately? Says Rashi. Because these types of matzahs, as a result of the yayin shemen udvash, it causes the matzahs, or causes the flour to rise even more quickly than had you used just regular water. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, we looked at it briefly on Friday, in Loshen HaSeisa, about 12 lines into the Rashi's, in Loshen HaSeisa, Shel Matzois, B'yayin V'Shem Nudash M'ni Shekroiva U'Mimaheres L'Hachmitz. It happens very quickly. V'ein Odom Yochel L'Shoimra. It happens so quickly that if you just turn around for a second to go and sneeze or something like that, make sure your mouth is covered, then you turn back, uh-oh, it's already rising. Therefore, if you did knead with a K, if you did knead this type of batter, tisar miyad, shnell, go and burn it. Rashi points out, don't burn it on Yom Tov, only b'moyed on cholamoyed, because otherwise during Yom Tov would be havorah shalei l'tzarechi. Fine, that's the Tanakam. And then we come to chachamim moim, bring back to the Gemara, yoichal, you can eat it. Aye, don't we have a concern that it's going to rise? So the next Rashi says, the chum oimim, the kosavi efshul l'shoyim, the chum say, it's not true, you gotta be quick, you have to be careful, meticulous, and scrupulous. But if you are, good, do it quickly, do the batter, do the kneading very quickly, now that it's done, haran and oivin, shnell, into the oven, and make sure that you don't even turn around for a second, so you can be careful. The Yom Rav Akiva, now Rav Akiva tells a first-hand live story. Shafti hoisa eitza Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua. As we know from other Gemaras, Rav Akiva learned both by Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. So he says, at the time that Shafti, when I was living there, Rashi says, Shvisasi hoisa regel Pesach Echad, one Yom Tov he was invited and he was in their midst, he was living there for Yom Tov. And when I was there, Velashti and I made a lisha, meaning I kneaded a ganze dough, v'lashdi lehem isa b'yayim v'shem u'nedvash, v'yayim li dover, and they didn't say a word. So apparently this is totally permissible. The Braisa started off, don't do it. I did in front of these great sages, the Gedolei Hador, blessed be Yeshua, and they didn't criticize me for a moment. Now let's just stop here for one short second. So obviously Rav Akiva is being made that it is permissible. But didn't Rav Akiva say before that Lechem Oini comes to exclude Matzah Shira Isa Shini Lo Yishe B'Yayin V'Shemen U'Dvash? We don't learn Lechem Oini to go and exclude Master Sheini Matzahs, but I do learn Lechem Oini to exclude these Matzah Ashira Matzahs of the Yayin Shemen U'Dvash. And here Rav Akiva says, I'm doing it the whole Yom Tov and everything is fine and nobody criticizes, and I know what Barry's going to answer.
It's the Matzah Mitzvah versus Matzah Resting Yom Tov?
And that's going to be Gemara's Teretz. But the Gemara's Kasha on the surface is that L'choyd according to the first Rav Akiva, Asur, and here Rav Akiva saying Mutter, and that's the steed of the thing where I asked for Sover Rav Akiva. But we're only going to get to the Kash in another few lines. I just wanted to introduce it here so we don't have to start Matran Zach. What was the Kash? What was the steed? Good. Now the Braisa continues. V'yavu b'she in loshen, even though you're not allowed to do the Lisha, the Kadfin boy be allowed to go and smear it. Says the Braisa, or says the Gemara Asur Matanakama. This last line is not a continuation from Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva said that your Loshin, he said, Lashti, I did it myself. Shafti or Shabasi, Hoysa Eitra Blezer, Velashti. So you are allowed to. So when the Braisa said, the Avot Bish Ein Loshin, this is going back in the beginning of the Braisa, where the Braisa says, Ein Loshin. So even though you're not allowed to knead the dough with the Yayin Shem Nidvash, but Mekatvimboy, you're allowed to go and smear it on top, which means that even today, many places, both commercial and even private housewives, when they put together, they make their Shabbos chalos, after they go and make it nicely braided and in the form of a challah, very often they'll smear on top of it a little bit of egg white to go and give it a certain glance so that it should go and shine after the after it's fully baked. So if a person wanted to go and smear on from the Yayin Shemen Udvash, even though I hold you can be lush, but you could smear on a little bit at the end on top of the matzahs, before you put them into the oven to go and bake. Rashi doesn't say why this is permissible, but the Rosh says that the reason is because the amount that you put on is so small, it's just a mashu, you just schmid a little nothing, that we're not concerned that this will in any way hasten the leavening process of these matzahs. So therefore it's permissible. But this goes according to Tani Kama that says, Ein Losh, and therefore you're mekatfin. V'chachomim oimim eshaloshin boy Mekatfin, Eshaloshin boy, Mekatfin boy, Veshein Loshin boy, Ein Mekatfin boy. And the Chum say, no, there's no difference. Don't start making these rules because people get confused. Halach is, you can't go into Losh, you can't do Kintiv, stay away from any one of these three liquids, the Yayin Shem Nevash, because it could cause Kansitzurus. Now, before we continue on, so Lemaisa, we have now in this Braisa a three way Machloikis. What's a three-way machlokes? The Tanakhama says, Ein Loshin. And if you did it, even b'diavad, sort of miyad, it has the status of chometz, because a person cannot be sufficiently meticulous in watching it, and it's going to happen so quickly, boom, it's chometz. So it's not only the chetchil, but even b'diavad. For chomem oimrim, tak, I agree, Ein Loshin, but if you did it, yoichol, because people are able to do a proper shmira, but preferably don't get involved, because what do you need it for? If you have to show a mess up, you have a problem of chametz. So, Ein Loshin, but b'diavad, yoichol. Where Rabbi Kiva says, l'chadchil, you're allowed to go and do it. I was there by Rabbi Lezer Yeshua, and I mixed, and I mashed, and I knate, and then all the rest, and nobody said a word. So we have a three-way machlekes. Continuing the Braisa, Vishavin, although there's a machlokes lagabi, the case of this matzah shira, however, everybody agrees, Shein Loshin is Seizer bePoishrin. Do not go and add Poishrin. Poishrin means warm water. In other words, when you do your Lisha, when you're doing the kneading of the batter, make sure you're using cold water, not warm water, because warm water is memagin lahachmit. That caused the leavening process to be that much quicker. It hastens the process. But everybody agrees, Ein Loshin b'Poishrin. Anyway, so we have a steer, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva. Everything will like Asha, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. The words Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni are not precise. What really Mari means to say is, Yom Tov Rishon means Matzis Mitzvah for the Seder night. Seder night Matzis, these Matzis are no good because it's got to be Lechem Oini. What's Lechem Oini? coming to exclude matzah ashira, which is ashiras, and supposed to be banios. So don't go and put in these fancy liquids. Just make it plain with water. Of Yom Tov Sheni means anything beyond the first night for the rest of Yom Tov. We don't mean over here Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. He's just distinguishing between the first night of Pesach and the rest of Yom Tov, which was the teretz that Barry gave already 5 minutes ago. That what when Rabbi Kiva said that you're not allowed to use matzah shirim meant for Seder night, when Rabbi Kiva said, but I was lashti the whole Yom Tov, yeah, that's no problem. The rest of Yom Tov, you can have as much matzah shirim as you want, but you can't use it for Seder night because it's not lechem.
And that's our breakfast today also.
Our breakfast.
Yeah, the toast roast.
Yeah, continue on.
The matzah shirim of Tom and Rabbi Yavos it was. And Tapim.
Here, Lamed Heyom and Veis, you have the long tices.
Yeah.
We don't normally find, even in the stores, they don't normally find matzahs shenilosha b'yayin shemen udvash. What you're thinking is with egg matzahs. And the Tosis talks about egg matzahs. If you look at Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the long Tosis, you don't have to go through the whole Tosis. You can, but for our purposes, if you go about 10 lines from the bottom of the Tosis, in the middle of the line it says Ubemei Beitzim, right? Ubemei Beim. This is three lines before Avur Beitam. Ubemei Nisapik Rashi Choshem Mei Pedus Oloi. The fish on a royim show Isa Nasa over behen Yoisvim Bamayim. It does even a better job than water. Avur Beitam Noag Heter Bedover. But you know Yiglecho Be'erav Pesach Acher Arbe Shois Uga Shni Loisha Bebeim, etc. etc. Anyway, so we see that there's a shaila over here. Rashi wasn't so sure. Ef Shiyo, Ef Shanish, is it made Peiris, is it Machmetz, is it not Machmetz? Rabbi Natan was knowing the heter that you can. And Rabbi Natan used to go and eat it even on Erev Pesach. So you're wondering what's the problem of eating Erev Pesach. Right. So continues Toises, the famous Chazal, which said in Yerushalmi, Oichel Matzav Erev Pesach, Koinem Zmana, Kilo Boil Arusos, and Beischom, a very graphic type of reference to tell you don't do it, wait until Seder night. But that's matzah ru'uya le'otzah b'dei choyve. It's a matzah shiri. No question about it. You can't use it for matzah mitzvah. That's nothing to talk about. By using for the rest of Yom Tov, Rabbeinu was noig heter, but however Rashi was speculating ef shiyo, ef shenisht. Halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought this in Tov Samach Beis Iv Dalet, or Halacha Dalet, Tov Samach Beis Dalet. In Orchaim, Machaber says you're allowed to eat matzah shina, not matzah shir, allowed to eat matzahs made with eggs. Mm-hmm. But Ramah says that we are noig not to eat it, unless chas v'shalom a choyla or a zake. And once again, for years and years, either the Manashevitz or the striped matzahs, when they used to go and sell, I don't know if they still sell egg matzah, I assume they do, but
yeah.
Okay. They used to have on the side in small Rashi oisias, Nishim Betzidoi, that we're going right down. And by the way, that Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that only Choylem and Zakenim should eat it and nobody else. Anyway, bottom line is getting back to our Gemara.
The Tosfos brings that the Meperos itself, it's a question of whether it has water in it or not. There's also a heter. If there's absolutely no water, then
that's the continuation of the Tosfos, actually the first part of the Tosfos. The reason why Tosfos says that, because back in the Rashi and Lamed Hei Omid Aleph, when they were talking about Yayin v'Shemen, Rashi said three lines from the bottom, Deloi Nosim B'Mayim, but they didn't put in water. Therefore, many of them are Farshim Adayik from this Rashi, that if you put in water, for sure it would not be good. That the combination of the water and the Yayin v'Shemen, that would be curtains. It's without the water, that's what you can start talking about. Is it Chometz Noik? Is it not Chometz Noik? You can, you're not. That you can go back and forth. But with water, it's curtains. Maybe that's the Tosis and that's that Rashi. And where it really comes up is these years where on Erev Pesach, Machmitik, are you allowed to go and wash on egg matzis, matzah shira? What would be the reason to do that? To be able to come Makayim, Sholish Suda is to have Sholish Shiras. Of course, it's a minig oilim to go and split the Suda on Shabbos morning, but that's problematic because many poskim hold that you only yoitze a Suda Shlishis after Mincha Ulamala. And by definition, you have to eat it in the morning. So the question is, can you use matzah shira? Anyway, that's a bit of a hot potato. As we get close to Erev Pesach, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people that will talk about it. Yod, Tzinish, and Nishtziyot. I'm sorry?
Egg salad?
I think egg sounds okay. Just as long as you don't have any wheat products in it or any gluten in it. But continue on back to the Gemara Nochamo. Okay, so Lekasha beyond the Brisha beyond the Sheni. Kid Omer later Bishul Lebnei. Yoy Makama Loy Toloy Shu Li B'Chalba. Kan ve'eluch lo yishali b'chalva. The first day, don't go and make for me milchi gematzis.
Wow.
Milchi gematzis would have a problem of matzah ashira. Yeah. Of course, you'd also have a problem that you're going to eat meat that day.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So presumably you would go and wash your mouth that and all that.
Triangles or something?
Wait one moment. Lo yishali b'chalva, don't go make milchi gematzis. Kan ve'eluch, but the rest of yontav lo yishali b'chalva, no problem, you can make milchi gematzis. What's the pshat? Same thing like we just said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Of course, on first night, it would be matzah shira that you put in instead of water. In addition to water, you put the milk in. So that's like the yayin shem, the dvash, matzah shira, you can't use it. But the rest of yontif, it's okay. Frank the Yomara, forget about the dinim of matzahs and yontif. Otani, isn't there the famous halacha that you're all referring to? Throughout the year, you're not allowed to go make a milchiga batter. If you did it, call a pasta surah, throw it out, burn it, get rid of it, because if you're going to go and make milchiga rolls and milchiga bread, what happens if after that you're going to go make a salami sandwich with the milk? Even not a sandwich, you're just going to eat it with flashings. Oh, so you're going to, I'm going to be careful. No, don't be careful, nothing. Don't do it. If you did it, because it's easily could lead to aveda. So how can he say go make milchiga matzis? Everything were two answers. Elohi kama. He didn't speak about milk. He was speaking about honey. He said, make sure don't go and put honey into the matzahs. For the first night of Pesach. For the rest, you can go and make honey matzahs. No problem. It can be sweet matzahs and gibaldik. No issue. Just like Rabbi Akiva did it in the presence of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, same thing over here is Rabbi Yeshua said, Lebnei, or maybe the side says, Lebrate, whatever, that they can go and do it. Talking about milk. Like Ravina said, Ki'ein Tura Shari. Ki'ein Tura means, says Rashi, like the eye of a shore. If any of you have ever gotten close to a shore, you see that the eye is a fairly large eye. It's not huge like a baseball or like a football, but so apparently what Rabbi Yeshua was saying according to the Gemara's second teretz is that if you make small little bite-sized matzahs milchiga, then I can go and eat it. That would be permissible. The reason is because they're so small, these are the types of things that you probably snack on and you pop them in your mouth, 1, 2, 3. It's not the type of thing that a person would go and
It's like an OUD cracker or something. You're not gonna eat it as a sandwich.
Oh, that's right. Hanami, just like we said that by the case of the Ein Lashon Se'isim B'cholam, that you can do it with these small little eye-sized little pieces. Hanami, same thing with Gabi Matzah. That's what he was telling to Lebnei. No problem. Just make these small little itty bitty, incy bincy little matzalach made out of cholam. That is okay. That's how Rashi learns over here. If you don't believe me, look at Rashi Ki'ein Tura. Rashi is about the equivalent of 7-8 lines above the wide lines of the Gemara. Ki'ein Tura says Rashi Ma'at, small ones, bite size. Ka'ayin shel shor, mutalolish b'cholav de'ochle miyad b'basachas. You don't leave these around. You just pop in your mouth. Flimashile delinchi shenilish b'cholav. People don't leave these around. That after they're going to forget them, you know, with a meal. These are meant to be bite-sized little mash. You put in your mouth and you're done, etc. That's how Rashi lives. All the mafarshim learn that it's not ki'ayin shel shor, no ki'en shel shor. What means ki'en shel shor? That they made, or ki'en tura, that you make in a fancy schmancy
shape.
Oh, it didn't look like the shape of your normal bread, your normal matzah, your normal whatever. And it's a fancy shape, like a shor. People say, hey, whoa, that looks so fancy. What would you make such fancy schmancy matzahs for? Oh, because he's a milk. Oh, now I understand, etc., etc. And Brother Shai is going to tell us that Rabbi Cohen Zichron Lebracha was always concerned about the hamburger rolls or the hot dog rolls, etc., etc., which are milchiks. Okay, right. Don't make your matzahs with poishrin, with warm water, because it's going to be machmet. Why is it different from a kar mincha? We learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos. Kol menachos ni lo yishoyis bit poishrin. And that umishtamin, umishoyimin, umishamrin, says on the side, just be careful that it shouldn't become chametz. But if you're careful, that's fine. You can. And now we know.
Are you careful by constantly kneading it?
Either that, or as soon as you finish kneading it, into the oven. Don't leave it there on the table, sitting around until the bakers come on the scene. I'll be back there in a minute. I just have to take a quick coffee. to the oven. One, two, three. So now the question is, have you ever been in a Shmura Matzah bakery?
Oh, yes.
Okay, there you can see how they're working it very, very, very quickly.
Same as matzah.
Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara said, as we know, the Mishnah says, the Masechtas Menachos, Kol HaMenachos Bo'is Matzah, with the exception of the Lachmi Toida, where you had over the Chometz, as well as the Shtei HaLachem, which you brought on Shavuos. But otherwise, all the Menachos throughout the year have to be Bo'is Matzah. So if that's the case, how do you take Kol Menachos Bo'is Poishrin? We just said now that Poishrin is Maharon Lachmit. And if that's the case, it's a stira between Pesach and between Mincha Matzah that you bring throughout the year.
Where do they have water? They have oil.
That oil as well, but you also put
water. The solus after it was.
They put shaman, but they also put a little bit of
all water. Put in water as
Marcheses,
well.
Remember all those? Rikikin, Marcheses, Machvas,
all those wonderful
and
things.
The griddle.
Yeah. In addition
to that, but I'm saying I just didn't remember they had a little bit of water in there.
They have put some water. There's not so much about it in the Gemara.
You can't make it without water.
To make a batter, you have to have some water. Yeah. Unless you're putting in the May Paris, like you're putting in huge quantities of Yain, Shem, and Advash. However, if you're just putting oil is not good for a batter. You have to add water.
I remember now that you had to add a little water.
Exactly. When we get to Masechta Menachos, we will focus on this further in Mi'atz Hashem.
I don't remember from last...
Well, this time you'll remember it.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that is a steer of the chayim. Everything by Mamrubi's reason, Yamrubi's reason. As we know, Kahanim's reason, and the Kahanim were in charge of the manufacture and the baking and the processing and the mincha. They were on top of things. They used warm water, but they made sure, schnell into the oven, don't waste a moment. We don't want this chas v'shalom to become chametz.
Why do they want to use poshim?
Have you ever made challah or matzah or bread or something like that? Especially during the Baruch Hashem Baal Kishra in many areas. But you will find that if you use cold water, especially during the cold winter, and you're doing it, it can get quite cold.
Basic chemistry, I guess.
However, if you use warm water, it feels much better for the hands and much better for the batter, and it's quite schneller, etc. Especially if you're a commercial baker, you want to go quickly.
So they took it out of the ground. Where
do they? For regular Kar Mincha, I don't know that you had to have special water for that. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit more. Some of it was brought from home. You certainly need the special water for purposes of the Nisach HaMayim, and you also need for the Kiyar. Well, you also need for Kar Mincha.
They had to stop in water and then they heated it up.
To make it posher in?
Yeah.
Asking excellent questions. Anyway, im omer bizrizin, yom bishain's reason, how can you compare? But you're talking about private individuals making the matzois. We don't give them that same degree of zrizis that we give to the kahanim. So therefore, outside the bismigdish, don't do it. Poishin, bismigdish, you don't have to worry. Frankie moyhochi milzis nami losses. Why don't we allow for lesisa as well? Alomar b'zeiro amar abba bar yimya amar shmuel chitit shomanoches ein loisisan oisa. What's heist lesisa? So Rashi says lesisa means, let's take a look at the Rashi, right before the wide lines, right smack before the wide lines of the Gemara. Lesisa. L'shoyren b'mayim mi'at u'lekoychen b'machteshes l'hosim mursanon k'deisha tehei soltson nikia. They used to go and take the raw wheat and they would go and be shoyder, they would soak it in water a little bit of time. After that, it would be koichin machteshes, it would grind it with a grinder, or pound it with a pounder, or whatever these things are. Lahasim misurnim, to be able to remove the chaff, kadeshe solsim nikiyah, so that it should be nice, pure, white, soulless, white flour, as opposed to whole wheat or with bran or something. That's why they used to do the lesisa. So, what did Shmuel say? Chita shomanoches. Ein loisis an oisa, don't go and put it into the water and let it soak. Why not? Chodach moira, that it might come lidei chimutz. So don't do that. So Freit Yimara, why? Didn't you tell me we're talking about menachos? And people are zoris, they are zrizin, the kahanim's reasoning. If there's reasoning, so what do you have to worry about? Just like by the lisha you allow it, why don't you allow it by the lesisa? Everything more lisha bizrizin, Isa Lasisa Lasa Bezrizin. Why is there more Zrizin by Lisha than by Lasisa? Says Rashi, because Elisha takes place in the Beis Migdash. That's where they are manufacturing and processing and baking the Menachos Matzos. Mashenkin Lasisa, it was done before it got to the Beis Migdash. In other words, the Beis Migdash, they purchase apparently flour that already has its hashkochas or whatever.
Or people brought it from home. I mean, it seems like people bought it, I mean, especially Menachos are for poor people. It feels like they brought it from home, doesn't it?
We're going to talk about the difference between a private carbon mincha and a public carbon mincha in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara says that this is done bezrizis, in other words, with the participation of the Kahanim. This was done before it got to the Beis Hamikdash. If you look at Rashi, Lasisa, less of bezrizin, kishemevia hazor kvar hisoilis. The zor meaning the non-kayin, of course it could be a kayin too, but it means the person who's bringing the carbon, he is bringing the soilis, the flour, he's handing the flour over to the Kahanim. Now the Kohen and Kahanim do the Lisha. So therefore the Lisha you have nothing to worry about, that's already under the auspices of the Kahanim, while the Lisisa was done before it came into the Beis Hamikdash. Aha. It doesn't matter, Lisha Bezrizen, Isa, Lisisa, Lesa Bezrizen. Freight of Elisha, me Isa Bezrizen. You're telling me the Lisha was done Bezrizen? Well, Ksiv, Shaden Pasik, Fiotzak Aleha Shemen. How does the Pasik continue on? Venosan Aleha Levoina. And then the Pasik says, the Vio, then you go and bring it Elakoin. And the Gemara, what does the Kohen do? The Kohen is the Kohen, Mimenu, et Maloi Kumtzai. The Gemara dash of this, Kmitz Me'elam, et Sakuna, Limna Yitzikah, B'lida Shekshir, B'chol Adam. As far as Yitzikah, B'lida, Yitzikah means the pouring of the Shem. B'lida means the mixing of the Shem and together with the Karim Mincha. Before the Zman of the Kmitz, that can be done by anybody. It's only from the Kmitz Ve'elach. If that's the case, so the Lisha was not given to the Kahanim. The Kahanim only were busy and they were only in charge starting from Kmitzah. So don't we have the same problem now by the Lisha that it's Shloi Bizrizis, not under the auspices of the Kahanim? Everyone Lisha Nehi to Bizrizin Lasa Bimokoim Zrizin Isa. Even though Lisha was not done by the Kahanim themselves, but it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara, wherever they put together the Menachos, wherever they did the kneading. And therefore, it's been Malcolm's reason. The Omar, believe it, Ksheira Bizar, Chutz Lechimis Azara, Psula. The Belila Yerai can be done by Azara because only Kmitzah Ve'elach by Akari. But it's got to be done in the Chimis Azara, within the Azara. Why? What does it mean, Bemokim's reason? So says Rashi. The Kiman, if you look at the Rashi, Bemokim's reason, it's about a line further down in the Rashis from where we are. Says Rashi, Bazar Shamachvas Mamechesh, Mamechesh, Kleshore, same Machitan Shalmikdash. The Kim the Bazar Isa, Chozulo Kohanim, Umalamden Oisa Lizorba. The Kohanim are constantly coming back and forth, almost like Mashgichim or Yoitzim Nechmes, and they say, oh, Shnella, come on, etc., etc. So therefore, even though they're not doing it themselves, but they're the guys in charge, like the Mashgichim, and therefore it's going to be done with great scrupulousness and meticulousness, etc., if there are such words. Good. Anyway, continuing back to the Gemara. Rafuki, Lasisa, Da'in, Bezriv, Olim, Mokam, Zrizin. The Lasisa is done outside the Beis Hamikdash, and there are no Kahanim around. This is done by anybody, so don't do it, because we're afraid if you leave it in the water too long, it could start rising and become Chametz. Umayishlim, Minchas, Oimer. What about the Minchas Oimer that we always brought on Pesach on the first day of Cholamoid, the sign, Minchas Oimer, Loisisin, Oisa? They would do Lasisa, the Tsoivan Oisan. Afterwards, they would pile it one on top of the other, says Rashi, so that some of the water would squeeze out. So, by Minchas Oimer, they did do Lasisa. You just told me by all the Menachos, they did not do Lasisa. What's the difference, Manishtan and the Minchas Oimer, from all the other Menachos? After more Tzibur Shani, and this is what I was telling you before, Barry, there's an Afkimina whether it's a Mincha which is brought by a Yochid, or it's a Mincha that's brought by the Tzibur. If it's Mincha that's brought by the Yochid, he brings the finished product, the flour, to the Beis Hamikdash. So who knows what happened by the Lasisa? Don't do another Lasisa, we're afraid it's going to become Chametz. However, here the God of Minchas Oimer, that was done all under the auspices, as Rashi, of the Bezdin. Bezdin makes sure we better bring the carbon Oimer on the first day Yom Tov, otherwise people won't be able to use Chadash. So, Shnel, everything was done under the auspices, so you had nothing to worry about. By the Minchas Tzibur, the Lasisa, there too was B'mokim's reason, outside the Azara, but nevertheless, it was under the auspices of the great rabbis of the Bezdin.
Aren't they worried though that you put water on it, so it's going to have machmets?
That's the reason why I said,
no, but even if you take it out of the water right away, you're still going to have put a blower on it to dry it off. And
bellows, yeah. Remember, they had that whole parade. They walked, they brought the Omer from the Katsira and they brought it there.
So we had a whole big thing about Chitin, that even once it was still Mechubar, but if it was already...
Shazria, Shaz Ksira. This is barley. Right. This is barley. This is one of the barley minachos, so maybe it's different. Okay, it was done under... Everyone's looking at their watches.
Shouldn't touch the water.
Yeah, but their watch... Everyone's looking at their wristwatches or and iPhones and saying, hey, we got to hurry up.
If they harvest too late, then it gets wet, even if it's, and then they can... Just a drop of water. Here you're putting in water and taking it out.
Yeah.
All right. Continuing on, Zuni Matan Rabbanan, 5 lines on the bottom. Yochel Yetzi Adam Yidei Chavasi BeBikurim. Oh, we started off today talking about Maaser Shein. Now we're talking about Bikurim. Everybody knows that you have to go and bring for the Shivas Aminim Bikurim, and the Bikurim then belong to the Kahanim of that Beis Av, of that Mishmar, and they divide it up. So what happens if one of the Kahanim receives Bikurim in the form of Chitim or Seoirim or one of the 5 grains that we mentioned in our Mishnah? So he wants to make matzahs out of it. No, no problem. So he made matzahs. Could you use those matzahs bikurim at night, on Seder night, just like we had a discussion about Maaser Sheni? Can you go and use bikurim matzahs? And as we'll see, it's once again a machlokes between Rav Yosi HaGlili and Rav Akiva, but we're not going to bring the reasons that we gave earlier with the Maaser with the Aninus, but we're going to talk about other things as you will see. And then the Gemara is going to connect the two on the Amud Beis, so it's going to be very exciting and very fascinating. Zok the Braisa, Yochel Yoitzi Adim Leich Maaser BeBikurim. I would think a Kohen, Bikurim can only be eaten by the Kohen, but I would think a Kohen who has Bikurim of matzahs, and he could use those Seder night. Tam Eloi Mitzvah Nebosim B'chol Moish V'Yiseichem Toichu Matzois. Matzah Necheles B'chol Moish V'Yiseichem Yotzim Bikurim Shein Necholim B'chol Moish V'Yiseichem B'Sholoyim. The din of Bikurim, similar to the din of Maaser Sheni, similar to the din of the Kobonois Kochim Kalim, can only be eaten with Menachoyma inside Yerushalayim. Aha. But when it comes to the mitzvah matzah, it says b'chol moish v'yseichem. So therefore, if Yosef Glili Darshins, it's got to be the type of generic matzahs that can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, and in Tel Aviv, and in Be'er Sheva, and in Haifa, and in Bnei Brak, anywhere. But these can only be in Yerushalayim. No good.
As you could have given this reason also for Maaser Sheni.
That's why I said the Mitzvah Nigmar, the Amid Beis is going to go and ask, why don't we use the same reasons there and here? Mitzvah, we're going to see some. Rabbi Kiva Oymet, Matz Umara. I have another reason why. Ma mora she'ena bikurim af matzah she'ena bikurim. In other words, here, although Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Glili, his disagreement is limited to the reason. I, Rabbi Kiva, also agree with Rabbi Glili, you cannot go and eat matzois bikurim, even in Yerushalayim. But the reason is because matzah is doimit tamar. Ma mora she'ena bikurim, just like morar, wouldn't be Bikurim, because Bikurim are only from the Shiva Saminim. Mor is not one of the Shiva Saminim. And Matzah Shein Bikurim. So Matzah also has got to be not one of the, not made out of Bikurim. And so therefore, that's why it's disqualified. Frank Dimora says, Rabbi Kiva himself, maybe I should go one step further. Imam Morah Shein B'minoi Bikurim. Ab Matzah Shein B'mina Bikurim. That just like by Mor, in that whole species is no Bikurim, and that's why you couldn't bring Morah from Bikurim, and that's why you couldn't eat Morah from Bikurim. That's not Shaykh. If I'm not saying Bemina Bikurim, and therefore perhaps Oitzi Chitin Usa'oirim Shiyesh Bemina Bikurim, maybe I should not be able to go and eat Chitin Usa'oirim for Matzois Mitzvah at night. Even before you continue on, this Gemara causes you to go and scratch your head and say, what does that mean? Yeah. You couldn't eat chitin seoirim for matzah. So what would you use for matzah? You're going to eat watermelon for matzah? You have to use one of the 5 minim. Mm-hmm. Like we said, it's got to be lechem oini. So the top toises is bothered by that. The toises is not crystal clear as what toises means. In fact, there's a machloikas in the Gerson toises. Toises starts off aleph lamed. What does aleph lamed mean? So some say that it's a mistake. It should say aleph tof im toimar. Or the Bach says the ein loimar. That's what means the aleph lamed. So ein loimar im kein noitzi kol chamisha saminim. If that's the case, let's exclude all 5 minim. Sheesh b'minim bikurim. Because all of them there's a din of bikurim. point, where does it say koismin shibola shul in the Torah? Except that we had at the beginning of the Gemara that these are subsets of chit and sa'irim. So if chit and sa'irim are disqualified, then maybe all five of them are disqualified. So then, but the Tosis says the anan lechem, but even we need lechem to me'in and le'el oiris v'doichin. So what are you going to make the matzis out of if you can't make it out of the five minim? You can't make the oiris v'doichin. What are you going to make it out of? So that's why the Gemara is a little bit difficult to understand. And others taka say that the Gemara means I should only be moitzi chitas oyim sheish b'minim b'kurim, because there it's mefedish the five minim, and in fact koismin and shibol yeshuol and shipoin are not included, that there is no din b'kurim from those three, because although they're subsets, but they're not the real McCoy in terms of the seven and so forth. Maybe we could only make matzahs out of spelt and oats and rye, etc. Anyway, that's the Gemara's half a minute. Tamar lo yim matzahs three, but no, that's not a problem. You can and you should make the matzahs out of chit and sa'irim. Pray tomorrow, matzah riba for the bikurim. I mean, maybe the matzah riba tells you bikurim in general. And for the Gemara, hodbi Rabbi Kiva. Inachanami Rabbi Kiva Taka changed his mind and dispensed with that rush of matzahs umroirim. And rather, he agrees to Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the main reason is because of the moish v'yseichem. The sign you like within the Braisa. Yochel yetzir adem ilichem osem b'bikurim. I would think you can use bikurim for matzahs tam aloi mebuchol moish v'yseichem toichlu matzois. Matzah nechalas b'chol moish shavaz yot bikurim she'enechol b'chol moish shavaz el yushaloyim. So that was exactly the reasoning that Rabbi Yossi Aglili gave on the Amud Aleph. So perhaps that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili speaking here too. Except that the Brisa continues on. Yochoshani Moitzi Af Master Sheni. I would think, oh, this is what Barry was already pointing to on the Amud Aleph, and that is, once you tell me this is a din of Chol Moish V'Seichem, and that disqualifies Bikurim Matzis, that should also disqualify Master Sheni Matzis, because Master Sheni Matzis can only eat in Yerushalayim. Tamaloyimer Matzis Riba. No, you can eat Master Sheni Matzis, even though you cannot eat Bikurim matzahs. Now, before we continue on, who's the one in the Omid Aleph that says that you're allowed to eat the Master Sheni matzahs? That was Rabbi Akiva. So we see that this price is not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you can't eat Master Sheni matzahs because of the Oini issue. So it must be Rabbi Akiva. So from this thing, Mara is going to say in another 10 lines, it's a chasim in Hodebei that Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, because the first part of the Braisa, we see he disqualifies Bikurim because of the Moish V'Seichem reason. That was Rabbi Yossi Aglili's reason. Oh, Rabbi Kiva Hodebein agrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili's reason, Taka, that is because of Moish V'Seichem. But Master Sheni has Matzahs Riba. So that's the Rai that Hodebein. But now the Gemara is asking, Umare Isla Rabbis Master Sheni, Lohitzi Bikurim. Why don't you say the other way around? Say Matzahs Riba to go Mimar be Bikurim, and go and say, B'chol Moish V'Seichem, Lohitzi Lafuke Master Sheni Matzahs. And for the Gemara, Ma'abra, and the Master Sheni, she actually had to Mechol Meshavas. Master Sheni does have a heter everywhere. Kira B'lozer. Oh, Moitzini Bikurim Shein Lam, I had to Mechol Meshavas. What does that mean? The Gemara B'lozer. Me'na the Master Sheni, she nit Meshapoy Noisa Filib Yishaloyim. Tam Baloyim Mikalei Suchal Si Eisoy. Vein Tzei Salach Iva Shinema. Oh, like we learned in yesterday in the Sedra. V'yisa Masim Eis Panov. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is that with Bikurim, there are no default backup plans. Bikurim, it's either Yerushalayim or it's zero. There's no possibility of eating Bikurim anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Yerushalayim. Master Sheni, there are possibilities. Now, of course, even before you brought Master Sheni into Yerushalayim, you could be poyed to it and then eat the Master Sheni, what was Master Sheni at one time, the former Master Sheni. You could eat that everywhere. So that already gives you a sense that Master Sheni is more lenient, if you will, legabi b'chol moish v'seichem, than the din of Bikurim. Bikurim, there's no, you can't be poided. You can be poided, but it doesn't help you. You still have to eat Yerushalayim. But the Gemara is going one step further. The Gemara is saying, even if it's confirmed Master Sheni, which I brought into Yerushalayim, where from that point on I can no longer be poida, because the reason why you can be poida is ki yirchat mimcha mokoyim ki lo yisuchal se'esai, I can't schlep it, it's just too heavy, I can't take all Yerushalayim. You can be poida outside Yerushalayim. But once in Yerushalayim, you don't have this answer of yirchat mimcha mokoyim ki lo yisuchal se'esai. Ich bin v'chshinda, I'm in Yerushalayim itself, you cannot be poida. However, Blazer says there is one time that you can be poida. If Master Sheni became Tomei, who becomes Tomei, then you can point it even in Yerushalayim. So what do I see from this? That these Master Sheni Matzahs that they're handing me out at Pesach on Seder night, oh, everybody starts screaming, b'chol moish v'seichem, it's got to be matzahs, you can eat b'chol moish v'seichem. Rabbi say, all I have to do is have a dead cheretz or nevela touch these matzahs, and guess what? We can be poided, we can eat it anywhere. We can go and take it out to Bnei Brak and to Tel Aviv and everywhere else to go and eat it. So the point is, this is not, the word b'chol moish v'seichem is not so totally exclusive to say, you cannot use Master Sheni, because there are Heichatimtas you could use Master Sheni. So it's more mistabe to go and say the Mechomosh Veseichem comes to eliminate or to exclude Bikurim, and the Matzah Matzah comes to include the case of the Master Sheni. Now, what does this business of getting Tom and Yushalayim have to do? Shteit Bosek, Kileisuchal Se'esai. So, Poshim Shak, Kileisuchal Se'esai, of course, means you can't go and carry it. It's just too heavy. However, in Seisalachila, we have in the parasha where we learn Shenema Beisam Masis Meis Panav, that Yosef was giving out the presents to his brothers. Vatayim Masis Ben Yemen Mimasis Kulam Chomish Yodois VYishtu VYishkurimai, like Rashi brings from the Chomish. So the point is that the word Seis can also mean eating. Oh, now that the Masis Shini became Tomei, I can't eat anymore unless I'm pointed. Shini Beisam Masis Meis Panav. Period. So that's why you can eat Masis Sheni Matzis, even in Yerushalayim, only in Yerushalayim, Matzah Sheni Matzahs, even though you cannot eat Bikur Matzahs. So now we're coming full circle to Rabbi Akiva. Man Shabbos Lady Yom Matzah Sheni Nofik Bey, that you can use Matzah Sheni, that's Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, you cannot use it for the other reason, not because of the Mechon Boish V'Seichem reason, because of the Aninus problem. Oini, oini. Ah, v'kumayt luhu libikur mi b'chon Boish V'Seichem. If this is Rabbi Akiva speaking, why did he refer to Mechon Boish V'Seichem? What about the Matzah Samroirim? Shema mino hodubay. So we see that Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, and Itaka learns, like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, that the Rai is from Mechon Boish V'Seichem, and not from the Matzumar.
But the matzah that we eat at the Seder night, we have to eat, it's not matzah like any other matzah. Rest of Pesach, you can eat matzah anywhere. But the matzah you eat at the Seder, you have to eat in Yerushalayim also, because you have to eat it with the Korban Pesach, a matzah smar milchlu.
Yeah.
So it's not the same matzah. It's not. It has a different quality. It's not pasul biyotzei or anything, but it is, as it were, attached to the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have that same. It has a different quality to it.
Right.
Ritually, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim also.
Sure.
So it is a little bit like Bikurim.
You have to eat matzahs in New York, and you have to eat matzahs in Philadelphia.
But the matzahs. We're talking about time of Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, when the Beis Hamikdash is standing.
Where, understood. But what happens if a person did not go to the Oyel Regel to Yerushalayim? Didn't bring a Korban Pesach? Why didn't he? He was together with Yudim and Seder in the Tzivin.
Right.
He was an elderly person. He couldn't go.
Kenish.
So,
is
it Avada? Okay. And that Matzah
we had earlier, a few weeks ago, that there was,
more asked to have them, and maybe it's only together with Korban. If you don't have Korban, then more had to take a special ribui because of that. Shkoyk. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Nochmo V'Halman. Why do we have to In other words, let's go back to basically if in the Amud Aleph. The reason why basically disqualified the Maser Sheni Matzahs, because he said the Oini has got to be Dafka
Masimcha.
Mashain came legabe the lechem oini that we eat say tonight. That's not metasimcha. So, if that's the case, why don't we say the same thing legabe bikurim? Because isn't bikurim also osserly oinim, just like Master Sheni is osserly oinim? So, the Gemara, Savlik Reb Shimon, Tisanya, bikurim osserly oinim. Haki, you're right. Of Reb Shimon Matir. Oh, Reb Yosef Lee, the host of Reb Shimon, that although you're not allowed to go and eat the Master Sheni ba'aninus, you're allowed to go and eat the Bikurim ba'aninus. So therefore I cannot go and disqualify lechem oini yotzezu that has to be eaten b'simcha. No, you're allowed to eat Bikurim if chas v'shalom makoyin is nebuch sitting shiva or whatever. He's allowed to go and eat Bikurim according to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yosef Lee. My time with the Rabbanon. What's the reason for the Rabbanon that it's osur? After all, by Master Sheni you have a pasuk that you say v'chalti v'oin mimenu. But where do we see that by Bikurim? That's oys number four. It's a fairly lengthy pasuk. These things all have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. They cannot be eaten in your private gates of your private towns or cities outside Yerushalayim. What does that include? Maser degon chodosh mitzerecha. That's maser. Ubechor yibechor fitzenecha. That's bechor. Chom derecha shetidar. If you bring karmi shlamim lemushul, then we say, what's srumas yedecha? Zoti mar v'yom amach. Srumas yedecha elu bikurim. So in the same pasuk I began leisuch lech mitzerecha maser degon chodosh. That's the maser sheni, and it ends off srumas yedecha bikurim. Say the hekish, the iskish, bikulam amaser, amaser also be'oyman, abikur maser be'oyman. So chagut to drasha, and the hekish one to the other. So what did Reb Shimon do with that drasha? Reb Shimon truma karinu rachmana. Why did the Torah call bikurim truma sidecha? Because he wants to give it certain hilchos truma. Kitruma matruma mutarzi oynaf bikurim mutali oynan. How do I know truma is mutali oynan? So Rashi brings a posik, a drasha from another Gemara, where it said in the Gemara, v'chol zor lo yechol kodesh, the Gemara darshins, zor is a martel l'chov v'lo yadinos. V'chol zor lo yechol kodesh, zor is not allowed to eat it, but an oinein, a koin, is allowed to go and eat it, you're allowed to eat truma, and therefore, einacham, based on your hekesh, you can go and eat bikurim as well, that's what. Good. V'erab Shimon, the hekesh last light, simcha miyah, okay, so Reb Shimon rejects the inyan of the sekish, and he says truma siyadech is called truma, bikurim is called truma, just like truma you're allowed to go and eat bikurim la'ayim. Isn't there a separate halacha? Forget about that hekish. I have a separate halacha. That when you're bringing the bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, there's a ganze simcha. In fact, they make a whole parade right when they came. So the chayra is a simcha. Everything more than that, the simcha to come to the yahul is man simcha d'asa. To tell you, the one is the window of opportunity to bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash at the time of simcha. Did not like we learned in the Mishnah. We had says the chag, maybe the koyre, maybe chag, the chanukah, maybe the ainoi koyre. Then when did the farmers go and bring the bikurim? They could bring it from atzeres v'chag, meaning from Shavuos until Sukkot, and during that period of time, maybe they bring it the koyre and they say Arami Ovid Ovi on all the psukim that you have there in the Torah, beginning of Parshas Kisavoy, that you're supposed to say when you're bringing the bikurim to the Mishnah. If you bring the chag from Sukkot, the chanukah, maybe you could continue bringing the koyre. You can't go and say these psukim any longer. The reason is because there's no longer that the samachtim cholatoyv. Why is it now the samachtim cholatoyv? Because when the person has now harvested and he's collected all the grain and all the crops and all the tillage, the person says, "Oy Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Nishlam, I put in all this effort and all this haravanya and this yegia, and Baruch Hashem, I am so happy. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for this huge bounty." But that, of course, is the first few days, the first couple of weeks. It's 6 months later. 6 months, but already it's from Sukkot and on. This is showing old news. Yeah. That was taka months ago, but now it's Sukkot. Now we got to start preparing for the new crop for the next year. See, now he's worried about all of the overhead expense, as well as the plowing of the field and the sowing of the field. Those dreams that he was talking about. Yo, Baruch Hashem, we had a beautiful bounty. That's already old news. Is no longer that gevaldige simcha. And that's why Vitaka is made the inner card. And that's what the Pasuk is telling the Samachta, the Zman Simchudias.
The Bikurim that the Kohen would bring and use for Pesach Matzos, that's pretty old stuff. If the new crop is from a chest, it's already, it's like, it's stuff he's had for a long time.
And therefore?
I'm just saying it's not fresh, you know, fresh grain, and, you know, it's not.
Yes, it has to be Yashin.
It's really Yashin.
You don't need it fresh grain. Yashin, you have stored grain. Okay. Big storehouses in the Midwest. Big greenhouses. You know.
Anyway, so out simcha wouldn't be a problem. You would be able to go bring it. Be lechem oini. You're saying, oh, there's an out. I can't wait to get the chodesh. We had shem first day. Moed, I can't wait. Fresh. So you talk in that respect. There is a shtikl oini, if you will. However, you have the problem that has to be b'chol moshe seichem toichun. You can't eat bikurim outside Yerushalayim.
So they after Shavuos, it's only after Shavuos they brought. They said they had to come up for all
the Bikurim.
No, I know, but you couldn't bring it until after Shavuos.
That's correct. Agamori doesn't go into it, but Rashi does. If you look at Rashi Me'atzeres, Ein Mevi'in Koydim Atzeres. Before Atzeres, you cannot bring it. Look at Rashi Me'atzeres. Remember, Menachos Ein Mevi'in Bikurim Koydim Atzeres. Shtei Lech Atzeres Matin Havos Bikurim etc. Become Yom Bikurim. The Arachag Shmatech Hazman is Hazman. The Kita V'Samech B'Masa. He's so happy. Me'achad V'Chanuka Ein Hazman Simcha V'Ein Koyrei V'Chanuka Ve'Elech Ein Hazman Avoy. You can't even bring it then. The Besmigish is closed for Bikurim people. You should have brought it earlier. Yet you're showing Tzishpet. on to.
So he came up, all the regal, the farmer came up, he had to re-em and says, re-em, right. And he had to go back home and get his before him.
No, from Shua's side, you can go and bring it.
No, but he came up, he brought it up with him, for Shua's and just didn't give it.
Exactly.
He had it in storage.
He waited, he kept in his hotel room, and then after Yom Tov, he brought it snow into the
business. They had a whole procession. The whole procession absolutely happened.
I guess before during yeah exactly. Actually, my heavy body base who can see with their own eyes, they're going to be singing on the El Al Jets. Yeah, bring you Shalayim. Give up. Tanurban. Lechem oinim from Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring it from New York. You can't bring me from Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Tanurban lechem oini prat lecholut ule ashisha. Cholut, says Rashi, means that you took the original flour and you scalded it in hot water and you quickly used the blower to cool it off and all that. No good. Ulashisha. Now the reason over here is not so much that we're concerned about the maybe they didn't do it on the flour, maybe they did it pre-flour, but they did it with scalding water. Rashi even uses a French term which is similar to our English term ishkalider, which comes from the word scalding. So that they did that not so much as machmitz, but the chashivasu, to give it a chashivas to the flour. And they saw the article brings from someone that when you put that, when you use the scalding water, then the flour comes out much wider and therefore much nicer, much prettier. Well, ashisha is gluska gdoila, a tremendous gluska, not a small little challah, a small bukala. This is a huge challah like they have by the fancy chasanis or bar mitzvahs. They have this huge, huge challah which is usually bigger than the bar mitzvah boy. That's a big, big challah. So here, that a matzah of that nature is prohibited. Now, prohibited, you're not yoitz in the mitzvah of lechem oini on Seder night because he's too choshev. It's got to be bread of affliction, not bread of the nobility and the aristocracy and the royalty, etc. If that's the case, maybe you have to be lechem oini. You have to have black bread. In other words, make it from something very coarse and not nice at all. No, tamale matzah riba. It could be nice, but if it commits matzah shloima, even like matzah shloima melech, the shloima melech says Rashi, they certainly use soilus nekiya. They didn't go and use inferior flour. That you're allowed to use. Pregnant when it came out from the lechem oini, proud the cholut hashisha. Pregnant when my mashal the hashisha lishne chavishavusa. You're telling me that cholut and hashisha is a loshon of chashivus. How do I know that hashisha, that the loshon, in other words, the definition of the word hashisha is chashivus? Tachsiv chabah pasuk. This pasuk is referring to when the Aron HaKodesh was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. So it says in the pasuk that there was such a tremendous simcha. Oh, the Aron HaKodesh is now being stolen, the Beis HaMikdash. Vayichalik lechol ha'om lechol hamon Yisrael. David HaMelech at that time went and he gave out for the ganz klal Yisrael. Meifiyat isha v'ish chalas lechem achas. V'eshpor echad. V'ashisha echos. Vayelech lechol ish lebeis. And everybody went home so happy. Now what is Eshbar Echad, and what is Ashisha Echos? Darsh in the Gemara. You don't want to call Eshbar Echad means Echad Mishisha Bifpar. You had a large axe. You shechted the axe. Normally, from one axe and one cow, you can probably make 200 Yechweis roast beefs or rib steaks and 1,000 hamburgers. And they gave everybody 1/6 of a part. Can you imagine taking them? Holy
cow!
Had to carry it. Had to carry exactly. In addition to that, they gave ashisha echad. What is ashisha echad? Echad mishisha be'efa. Efa is 3 sa'a. A sa'a has in it 144 lugin. So this is 3 times as much. This is 432 lugin. And you took 1/6 of that, which is 72 lugin. You're wondering how large is that? So the art scroll says, depending on which sheet you hold, it's between 6 and 8 pounds of flour. So this was heavy duty stuff. Whoa, large challah. Most women, when they go and make the challahs to be able to make the bracha, they make sure they have 5 pounds of flour. But they make from that 5, 6, 8 challahs. Here you're talking about one large challah out of 6 to 8 pounds. So this is a large. See, here you're doing a matzah. Matzah, which is flat, you can imagine probably is the size of this room or larger. So that's how we know that the word ashisha is referring taka to flour and to matzahs and to chalas, etc. When you see that pasuk where it says that they gave out to everybody ashisha achas, it means they gave out a large container, maybe a large flask, a large barrel, or a jug, whatever, of wine. For Yahweh, ashisha anof. So you see that the word hashish is used together with anavim, with grapes. Vehav, it means those that love drinking a lot of wine. So you see that there's a machloikis between our Braisa here and Shmuel, not Braisa, Rav Chonim Bar Abba and Shmuel. What's the definition of hashisha? But kuli al moida, a huge challah or a huge matzah you cannot use because that's not lechem oini. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow, but you say have a wonderful day.
7:45, right?